Chapter 1. My phone rang for the umpteenth time this morning. After a brief glance at my cell, I hit the speaker button on the steering wheel. Hey, I didn't get cold feet. I'm doing this. My lips creased in a grin, proud my tone sounded confident, even to my own ears. I'm so glad to hear it, Mary Jean. My friend Yvonne sounded relieved I hadn't chickened out, that we were both moving back home around the same time. We each had our issues to sort out, but the two of us would feel a bit stronger together. I just passed the Peach Cove welcome sign. They'd repainted the giant peach since my last trip home for Mama's funeral 2 years ago. I'm so jealous. I can't wait to be welcomed by that glorious peach. 2 more days and I'll be home too. Do me a favor. Roll down the window so I can hear the wind. My hair whipped around my face the exact second she said dreamily, Oh, I can hear it now. Don't you love that salty air? I sampled the air before agreeing. Hello, my beautiful island, Yvonne sang. Do you miss me? A chuckle escaped my lips. Yvonne was doing her best to cheer me up. It was working. You did have a heart-to-heart with Jenna Lynn, didn't you? Returning home with my proverbial tail between my legs was difficult enough without an extra helping of guilt from my sister, and that was exactly what I'd received when I made the phone call. There was no way I was going to mention or discuss Peter and my messy divorce at that time. When I didn't respond, she continued, You're going to have to find out if she signed those papers. In your current situation, you don't have another option. You need an income stream. I made a non-committal noise. You're so stubborn. Listen, I'm at my attorney's office now. I'll see you in a couple of days, maybe less. Be brave. I'd fled Peach Cove only a few short years ago, determined to make a new life for myself in Atlanta. Established around 1854, population 2003, the sign now read. The island never changed much. The large number of original settlers migrated from the Carolinas to the small island off the Georgia coast and never left. Once folks were born here, they usually died here. Yvonne had moved to the city a year earlier, pursuing her interior design degree. In my case, I planned to follow my dream of attending Le Cordon Bleu. Luckily, Nanny had left me a little inheritance that would cover most of my first-year expenses. Yvonne, God bless her, fully aware of the tumultuous relationship Mama and I had given me a standing offer of rooming with her and splitting expenses. It worked out that the proximity of her apartment proved convenient for the both of us. A month after my first semester began, I'd secured a job working for a prestigious caterer. During one of those functions is where I'd first met Peter. Little did I know then that he'd turn my life upside down. I'd left the island a naive young woman and returned a little battered yet wiser. Jenna Lynn had been running our family business since our mother's passing, and because, in her mind, I had effectively abandoned our inheritance, she was eager to buy me out. When we were younger, she worked tirelessly at perfecting her skills in the kitchen. For me, it had just seemed to come naturally. As you could imagine, that had been a point of contention between us. Now, the Peach Diner was my lifeline. I came to a stop at a red light at Cove Square, where most of the businesses in town were situated, including the Peach. Pedestrians, from shoppers to diners to those enjoying the bluegrass bands that sat up on the corners to play, filled the square at all hours. Today was no exception. A flash of brilliant red hair to my right drew my attention toward the paved brick crosswalk. A face I'd not seen in years came into view. I can't believe it! I cried and laid on my horn. A couple of seconds later, my fiery-haired friend, with a personality the size of Texas, waved like a loon before she threw herself against the hood of my car to peer through the windshield. A giant smile spread across her sun-kissed face, her emerald gaze twinkling. Mary Jean, hell's bells, it is you! Betsy, it's been ages, I laughed. Betsy Myers was a unique character who, by some folks' standards, was an acquired taste. To her friends, she was larger than life, boisterous, completely outspoken, with a generous spirit and a heart of gold. How's things? She huffed. There was always something going on with Betsy. Long...